Malfoy stowed Harry's wand inside his robes and left the room smirking, but Harry hardly noticed. He had just realized something. He could not believe he had been so stupid as to forget it. He had thought that all the members of the Order, all those who could have helped save Sirius, were gone. But he had been wrong. There was still a member of the Order of the Phoenix at Hogwarts. Snape. There was silence in the office, except for the fidgetings and scufflings resultant from the Slytherins' efforts to keep Ron and the others under control. Ron's lip was bleeding onto Umbridge's carpet as he struggled against Warrington's half-Nelson. Ginny was still trying to stamp on the feet of the sixth-year girl who had both her upper arms in a tight grip. Neville was turning steadily more purple in the face while tugging at Crabbe's arms, and Hermione was attempting vainly to throw Millicent Bulstrode off her. Luna, however, stood limply by the side of her captor, gazing vaguely out of the window as though rather bored by the proceedings. Harry looked back at Umbridge, who was watching him closely. He kept his face deliberately smooth and blank as footsteps were heard in the corridor outside, and Draco Malfoy entered the room, closely followed by Snape.
"You wanted to see me, headmistress," said Snape, looking around at all the pairs of struggling students with an expression of complete indifference.
"Ah, Professor Snape," said Umbridge, smiling widely and standing up again. "Yes, I would like another bottle of Veritas Serum as quick as you can, please."
"You took my last bottle to interrogate Potter," he said,
surveying her coolly through his greasy curtains of black hair.
"Surely you did not use it all. I told you that 3 drops would be sufficient."
Umbridge flushed.
"You can make some more, can't you?"
she said, her voice becoming more sweetly girlish as it always did when she was furious.
"Certainly," said Snape, his lip curling. "It takes a full moon cycle to mature, so I should have it ready for you in around a month."
"A month?" squawked Umbridge, swelling toadishly. "A month? But I need it this evening, Snape. I have just found Potter using my fire to communicate with a person or persons unknown."
"Really?"
said Snape, showing his first faint sign of interest as he looked around at Harry.
"Well, it doesn't surprise me. Potter has never shown much inclination to follow school rules."
His cold, dark eyes were boring into Harry's, who met his gaze unflinchingly, concentrating hard on what he had seen in his dream, willing Snape to read it in his mind, to understand.
"I wish to interrogate him,"
repeated Umbridge angrily, and Snape looked away from Harry, back into her furiously quivering face.
"I wish you to provide me with a potion that will force him to tell me the truth."
"I have already told you," said Snape smoothly, "that I have no further stocks of Veritas Serum, unless you wish to poison Potter. And I assure you I would have the greatest sympathy with you if you did. I cannot help you. The only trouble is that most venoms act too fast to give the victim much time for truth-telling."
Snape looked back at Harry, who stared at him, frantic to communicate without words.
"Voldemort's got Sirius in the Department of Mysteries," he thought desperately. "Voldemort's got Sirius."
"You are on probation,"
shrieked Professor Umbridge, and Snape looked back at her, his eyebrows slightly raised.
"You are being deliberately unhelpful. I expected better. Lucius Malfoy always speaks most highly of you. Now, get out of my office."
Snape gave her an ironic bow and turned to leave. Harry knew his last chance of letting the Order know what was going on was walking out of the door.
"He's got Padfoot!" he shouted. "He's got Padfoot at the place where it's hidden!"